All right, we're going to talk with Jim Colbert here in just a moment, this segment. Dennis Don will join us at 4:40. He wrote the article on Bill Snyder with the title, "The End is in Sight for Bill Snyder After Cancer Battle, if he could only see it." I really liked a lot of it. I would highly recommend it. It's CBSSports.com. We'll talk K-State linebackers at 5:25. Sam Bellinger wrote a pretty good piece. I hate to bring like our whole show centered around what columnists are writing, but I thought they were both pretty well done. Sam Bellinger summed up basically the Bruce Weber conundrum that K-State is in right now with the men's basketball program. We'll talk about that at 5:40 and maybe have some more time to expand upon that tomorrow. You know, I honestly feel like with that stuff, everyone's fatigued with it somewhat, and I still think important to talk about and consider, but like I said, the two-week period with Frank Martin was pretty exhausting, and then, you know, we've talked over and over again about the status of the program now as the end of the season was coming around, so it's like, I for everybody's sake, well, I think it is interesting still as a topic in general, in a vacuum, as I like to say, the circumstances and how much we just beat it, you know, over the head. I figured I'd give everybody a rest instead of making that the main topic today and weaving that throughout the show.
I mean, 'tis the season. You know, when it's in early April, we are we're not exactly, you know, overflowing with stuff to talk about. So, oh well.
Sometimes we have to stretch, but we're not stretching here. The Masters getting started today. We have Jim Colbert on the show with us. Appreciate his time as always. And Jim, the first thing that I think you have to talk about today, the fact that Dustin Johnson, number one player in the world, had been playing so well and won three straight, and all of a sudden now he has just a freak accident, a fall, and he has to drop out. How much does that really change things this weekend?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know whether it hurts the viewership or whatever. I mean, he definitely right now is the best player in the world. When he shows up and has any game, he's really hard to beat. You know, they forecast a lot of rain and stuff back there. Apparently, he slipped on some steps and fell on his back. And back things are, you know, they can linger. They can cost you your career, actually. So I hope it's just temporary. They tell me he tried to warm up and that he actually went to the first tee and took the practice swing. But just said, can't go. And, you know, he'll be sorely missed in this tournament. And when he said he couldn't go, he just felt like he wasn't competitive. I mean, he could scrape it around, but he wasn't going to beat anybody, or not over 4 days. So I think he just made a really sad business decision. And was thinking more of the future. And I think now, in the next few weeks or months, you'll find out how bad it is.
Jim, do you think that it's reached a point now that losing a player like Dustin Johnson from the tournament has a bigger impact on the viewership than, say, Tiger announcing that he wasn't going to play? I mean, does Tiger still have as big as a following as the number one player in the world?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not trying to take anything away from Dustin, but he doesn't have Tiger's draw. I mean, nobody does. You know, on a consistent basis. I mean, Tiger can shoot 80 and they'll fill the place the next day to watch him. You know, he just goes way beyond the game of golf. He's got that hit thing. And you know, I don't think it's fair trying to compare a golfer to Tiger, because Dustin is really, really good at what he does. He's a really nice guy, and a lot of guys really like him. But he doesn't have the credentials that Tiger has, or that Tiger's earned, or the type of game that Tiger showed for, 14 years, 15 years. So I'm not trying to take anything away from Dustin, but Tiger's Tiger. He's in a class by himself. You know, if you want to talk about somebody other than Tiger, look at Phil. You know, now you start putting in longevity on a guy's career, and it's turning out to be Phil and not Tiger. And, you know, Phil's got, 40-some, almost 50 wins. But Tiger's in the 80s. What are you going to do?
Jim Colbert talking with us here on the game. You know, speaking of Phil, it seemed like he has done all right today. Would you put him in the group of favorites now moving forward the rest of the weekend? How do you view that?
I absolutely do. I mean, that's a really good score today. But I think he shot 100. And, you know, if he can get through another tough day and then it gets nice on the weekend, I mean, there's nobody knows how to play the course better than Tiger. I mean, better than Phil. And, you know, these other guys that are trying to attack all these holes, you know, there's seven holes where it's really best to hit a hook off the tee to give yourself the best advantage. You can hit another shot, but the best advantage would be a draw. And for Tiger, that's a fade, and typically the fade is just a little easier to keep control of than the draw. And so, you know, Phil's played some great rounds there and some great tournaments. And after they start, you know, I'd be inclined to say he's there now till it ends. I don't know who's going to win, but I would say he's in till the duration, for the duration, till comes down the last nine, the last few holes.
Jim, one of the things that I really wanted to ask you about, and it's been maybe the biggest headline in the sport over the last couple of weeks, is what happened in the LPGA major tournament last week with Lexi Thompson getting a four-stroke penalty a day late after a TV viewer called into the LPGA and said that she had mismarked her ball. What do you have to say about viewers having a say in the administration of rules? I mean, it's something that certainly is polarizing for the sport right now.
Well, first of all, it's ridiculous. You know, they have instant replay in all these major sports. Well, what? You watch the whole game, every play, every player, every referee. You watch the entire game that everybody is involved. So you can have instant replay. In the national telecast, you don't see 10% of the shots hit in the entire field. It's probably like 2 or 3%. So, I mean, when they had the Dustin Johnson in the Open, you know, it turns out they had 15 or 17 other rulings where they have an official in each group at where the ball moved, and nobody got penalized because everybody agreed the wind did. And then you got this TV thing here, and they're trying to say he ground his club. In this particular case, when she marked the ball, if she'd have had a really big mark, they wouldn't have been able to do that. But I'll maintain probably 50% of the ball was still on its original place. How much has to be in the original place? But one, you cannot have call-ins on TV. At the end of the day, that tournament is over for the day. Because when you finish on Sunday, you call 5 minutes after they declare a winner. You can tell somebody cheat 14 times, there's nothing to do about it. Why isn't the day over when the last person holds and they put up scores and day one's official? How can you change day one or day two or day three on day four? I mean, it's just ridiculous. These people that I know, I mean, back in the day, I knew so many of the USGA and Royal and Ancient guys, and I mean, they're really, really great guys. But then when they meet these rules meeting or they go to one of their national tournaments and they got on their gray slacks and the blue blazers, I mean, they just become impossible. I mean, it's just, it's totally ridiculous. The rules of golf should be too paid.
Well, I totally agree with you there. I think you make a really good case. I mean, have you talked to any players, former players, anybody that is in favor of it?
No. No. I mean, the guys make a living, but it's a joke. I mean, that somebody can do that. It's just, you know, you have to show every shot by everybody to have any kind of equity in the deal. And you know, where, you know, it's a level playing field, and that never happened. So, I mean, why take the call? That's what bothers me. I was involved back in the day. I was in the tournament of champions, and actually, Tom Watson was winning, and I just finished, and he had four shots ahead of me, and somebody had called in. I think he was playing with Trevino the last round, and out of round 13 or 14, Trevino was having a bad day or something. I think it was Lee. And, you know, Lee said, God, I'm just awful. What the hell am I doing? And, you know, Watson might have said, oh, you have it too far forward or you have it too far back in your stance. Or, you know, just a comment. They're walking to the 12th green. Then they call in and say he's giving lessons. You can't give advice to the competitor. Well, the official meets me in the booth, and when I get finished, he says, your score correct? I said, yeah. He says, well, Tom has you by four. I said, yeah. So he tells me what I just told you, and he says, but if he would double bogey the last hole or something, you know, I'm not going to get here in time. And I said, well, I wouldn't want to win that way, or, you know, be in the playoff or whatever. But if he pars the hole and wins by four, you know, I'm going to give him a two-stroke penalty. And that's a business decision, because it had nothing to do with Tom's score. Nothing. And, you know, that's probably never been public, and I probably should have never said that, what I just did. But that's one case where, you know, there's the boss, there's the official making the right decision. Those people, that people who got that email that said this happened, say, well, I'll look into it. You know, well, they could go get sick in the restroom for an hour. Then they could go to TV and see if they couldn't, hey, could you all dig this up for me? And then once you go, oh, my goodness, I better get some other people in here. You know, take about 3 hours, and the tournament will be over by an hour. Then there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, somebody has to use their head.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Just take some common sense, really, is
exactly
is what's there. Jim Colbert talking with us. Jim, before I let you go, I know you are close close personal friends with Bill Snyder. Did want to ask, obviously, with his situation, certainly all of us have been hoping the best for him, and he sounded like he was in pretty good spirits on Tuesday. But just from your perspective, how has everything been going?
Well, you know, he's tougher than nails. I mean, I think everybody knows that. For such a soft-spoken, you know, polite, nice man, I've never even heard him raise his voice to the team, but when he says, I don't like that, they all just are crushed. He's a real tough guy. And, you know, I knew some of his doctors, and, you know, I know when he went to Houston and, you know, what they're doing at KU. And the diagnosis, you know, they only had to do one side, which is really good. For the throat cancer, both sides is a really tough journey after they get finished. So, but the tough part comes, you know, for 4 to 6 weeks after they finish, when your body's really reacting to all the stuff they did to it. And he feels good sometimes, but he doesn't have the energy that he'd like to have. And, of course, he's liking to do it. He's always overdoing it every day, you know, more than he should. But that's Bill Snyder. So he's his own worst enemy in those cases. But he's going to be fine. It should just be, you know, another 30 days. Probably 85, 90% of that ought to be over. There's no long-term threat. It's where they got it all. And there was no, all the body scans, he was clean. So, in a bad situation, he was pretty fortunate.
Yeah, well, it definitely sounds like it. And, again, all our best to Coach Snyder with continuing to recover from everything. Jim, really appreciate the time in joining us. Enjoy the rest of the weekend with the Masters, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I'll be back next week. So I'll be back on the 12th.
There we go. Jim Colbert with us here on The Game. Always enjoy talking with him before the Masters and when a lot of the majors come up. Speaking of Bill Snyder, we were talking there about Coach Snyder and mentioned earlier that Dennis Dodd article about him. Dennis Dodd will join us when we come back. You're listening to The Game here on KMAN.